This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 482. Don't sound bored with part one bag questions.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll hear sample speaking part one answers about bags and learn specific vocabulary to impress the examiner for this odd but possible IELTS topic. Hey guys, this is me, Jessica, as you can tell. I am doing a solo episode today. I just got back from an amazing, incredible trip to Boston. I know you guys know what I'm talking about if you have been listening to our recent episodes. It was just mind-blowing. It was a mind-blowing experience. And I'm a little tired, but super energized, like so excited about teaching English and connecting with our students. It was incredible. If you are wondering about that, go to All Ears English.com, and you could listen to some episodes on the other podcast about that amazing opportunity. Okay, guys, so let's get to IELTS. Today, we're going to talk about sample part one answers about bags. I know this is weird. It's, guys, like, you never know what type of questions you're going to get in speaking part one. They're super random topics like mirrors or bags and hats. We did an episode about speaking part one answers about hats. Like, that's odd. So you have to be ready for anything. I think the most important thing here is to remember that your ideas are not wrong. Okay. Seriously, the first thing you think of, that's what you talk about. Okay. So let's get to my sample part one answers about bags. All right. So the question is, what types of bags do you like? And I would say, firstly, to be honest, I'll tell you what bag I really do not like because it's uncomfortable. Even though I'm a woman, I don't adhere to stereotypes, if you will. I don't carry a purse. I really don't like the way purses are a bit cumbersome to me. Like, you have to, it only relies on one shoulder, and it sort of throws you off, and it's awkward. It keeps slipping off your shoulder at weird times. So yeah, so I prefer bags that go like across my chest, like those one strap bags. Those are usually the ones that I prefer. And then the next question is, do you usually carry a bag when you go out? And I would say, yeah, I have to carry a bag when I go out. I have to have all of my things with me. I find comfort in like always having a book with me, for example. So plus I'm type 1 diabetic, so I always have to have my insulin with me. Even when I go for a jog, like when I take my dog running, I carry a fanny pack. I wear a fanny pack. A purple JanSport, super ugly one, because I have to carry bags to pick up my dog droppings, but I also have to carry candy with me at all times in case my blood sugar drops. So I always carry a bag, yeah. Okay, moving on to the next question. Do you have different bags for different occasions? And my answer is, yeah. I mean, as I said previously, I always have a bag. I wear a fanny pack when I go jogging. But if I'm going out, like if I get to go out for dinner with friends or something, and I want to sort of be fancy, then I have some really pretty little handbags, little clutch purses. Again, I don't like purses, so they don't hang from my shoulder. They're just really cute little clutch bags. And I have one with like black pearls on it. They're fake, of course, but it's a posh sort of bag. Guys, what I want you to notice in that last answer was I tried not to repeat information I already gave. I think that's a mistake that a lot of students make because honestly, like the examiner has to ask you questions which can be awkward if you have already answered it in a previous answer. So guys, if that happens to you on your speaking exam, don't just paraphrase or repeat stuff that you already said. You can summarize, as I did, but only like one or two sentences. The main goal is to always give new information in every answer. So even if you feel like you've already answered it, you need to find something new to say, okay? Now, guys, remember that we always have articles about each episode. So come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 482. I will type out all of these questions as well as the high scoring, interesting, and specific vocabulary I'm using in my answers. This would be a really useful episode to listen to a couple times and take notes on the vocabulary, but also the ways that I transition and link my ideas. So, for instance, in the last answer, I said, as I said previously, and then I summarized the information from the question before, and then I added to that with something new. Hello, awesome listeners. If you are ready to get all the practice, skills, and strategy you need to get past IELTS and achieve that 7 or higher on your next exam, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, let's do a couple more samples here. Let's see. Okay, this is a funny question. What sorts of bags do women like to buy? And I would say, honestly, I kind of take offense at some of these questions that are that are gender specific about men or women, maybe because I'm an American or I live in Portland, Oregon, and we don't want to put gender in boxes. But nevertheless, I suppose the stereotype is that women prefer like beautiful purses or fancy handbags like Coach or Louis Vuitton or spending tons of money on stuff like that. But honestly, I don't know any women that buy bags like that. Not one person that I'm friends with will spend more than, I would say, $20 on a bag. So I guess the media, especially the fashion industry, would have us believe that women lust after these bags, right? Like this is their goal, is to own something like that. But to be honest, men and women buy the same kinds of bags for daily purposes. We all carry backpacks, you know? Everybody has a backpack these days. So, yeah, that's how I would answer that. Okay, guys. So those are my sample answers. Let's just review. What is the examiner listening for in speaking part one? What is your goal? Speaking part one is your first chance to impress the examiner, right? So that means that you want to bring your A game right away. Don't sound bored, right? Don't sound disinterested, even if they are boring questions. Like those questions are kind of boring, right? But your goal is to not sound bored, right? You want to bring your energy, bring your personality in immediately. And don't worry about vocabulary. Don't worry about grammar. Your focus is purely on communicating. So I'm going to give you an activity now to practice this, okay? This actually came up in our Facebook Live session today. Guys, if you're not attending those, try your best to show up. Join our All Ears English group on Facebook. And every Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Portland, Oregon time, I am there to answer IELTS questions. And someone asked a question today about how to be spontaneous while speaking, how to practice that. So I gave this this idea, which I haven't discussed before. There's a website called Creative Writing Prompts. Guys, I will put this in the blog post, episode 482. Look for the link in that blog post. What it is it's like over 100 ideas for creative writing stories, how to get started writing a creative piece. I think this is excellent to practice spontaneous speaking as well. So for instance, you might see a prompt like, you woke up and you are in a desert with nobody around, only a chair. I don't know. That's random. But if you look at these creative writing prompts, challenge yourself to speak out loud for 2 minutes about every prompt that you can. If you do this like two or three times a day, you're going to be surprised at how quickly you improve your ability to get your ideas out in English, to require yourself to be creative, come up with ideas, original ideas in English, and express those directly. So definitely try out that activity. Come back to the blog post and tell us about your experience doing that. Excuse me, I did kind of lose my voice over the weekend, so I'm a little hoarse today. Also, guys, remember, we would love you to leave us a review on iTunes also. It helps people find our podcast, and the more people that can find our podcast, the more people we can help pass IELTS. So definitely come leave us a review on iTunes if you haven't already. We look for those reviews, guys, and we can read your name and everything on a future podcast. Okay, these questions, as I said, will be typed out. So look for the vocab in the blog post and practice your own answers to these speaking part one questions. Your two goals in this practice: one, use some of the new vocabulary, specific vocabulary, and two, sound expressive in your pronunciation. Be your bright and shining self. Okay, guys, if you would like all the strategies and if you want to know exactly what the examiner is listening for on the speaking exam, check out our course. We have helped so many people get past IELTS and on to their future dreams in life. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, guys, that's it for me today. And Lindsay will be back with me next Monday to talk to you about IELTS. Have a lovely day.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.